obviously tough game, sent off, a big impact on the game in the second half. You know, when you're a man up, you're in a better position attacking wise, better position defensively, so it had a big impact in the game. But listen, we're happy we came down to try and win the game. We wanted to try and, you know, go to the quarter final through the front door. We've got one game now to do that. You know, if we won the next one, we're there. That was the objective. And then, you know, outside of that, like before half time, if you like, we were happy with the performance. You know, they played well, they got their scores. It was a tough game, tough battle, but they used the ball well in the first half, got their scores when they took their scores when they got the opportunities, and so we'll never know how the game would have panned out, you know, if it was 15-15, but we were happy with our performance up to half time. Then obviously it's a totally different game tactically when you have a man up.
Jim, half time probably colours a lot of what happened obviously in the second half. It was carnage out there. You seemed to be close enough to the incident with Ryan McHugh that led to Neil Burns' red card.
And yeah. Well, I wasn't close to the incident, but...
What did you see or what happened then?
I didn't see anything, to be honest with you. I didn't see anything, but listen, it is what it is. You know, there's a strike and he split, and people are not happy that once your players get split, people are not going to be happy. That's just the bottom line, you know. So it was dealt with by the referee. He said, nobody in the dugout, I'm going to be fair. And that happened, and we got our boys out of the dugout, Jack got his lads out of the dugout, and I said, are you going to deal with the situation with Ryan McKinney? He says, I am going to deal with that situation, and that was it. It was over. Nothing.
The fact, Jim, that you had 22 scores and only 2 wides in the whole game, you must be really, really pleased with that.
Yeah, well, on the back, I suppose, the last game, we'd definitely be very, very pleased about that. We had percentages were very way down, but we were happy, as I said, in the first half. It's a game of two halves. Like, the first half was the actual game. The second half is a tactical. It's a function. You're trying to win possession and control the game, and it's very difficult for the opposition. If we were in the same boat, we would have been in deep trouble as well. So that's the way it panned out. We knew coming to Kerry the day that it was going to be very, very physical. We knew that was going to happen. And that's the way it transpired, you know. So from our point of view, I'm happy we dealt with that. That we stood up and we dealt with that. And in the back,
Jimmy brought the physicality as well, though. To be fair.
In what context?
He brought physicality as well as Kerry did. To be fair, and I'm not saying it because I'm a Kerry person here, but he knew it would be physical. It's as if,
well, of course,
they wouldn't be physical, we wouldn't be physical. But he brought it as well. To be fair.
Yeah, but we lost the All-Ireland final last year. In the first 20 minutes of the game. And a huge part of that was physicality. And we got caught. So you're right, it was physical, but you're also right, we were ready. And we didn't take a backward step. And what do you want me to do? Do you want me to say, well, that's common and not deal with that? You can't put that in reverse. Like, if the physicality is common, you either decide that you're going to stand your ground or you're not going to stand your ground, you know. That's the bottom line.
The ball is obviously thrown in. When Michael Murphy's met by a couple of Kerry boys. Mm-hmm. Do you think that allowed to set the tone? We had a couple of flashpoints, you know, across that first half.
The exact same thing happened the other time. That happens every day in a big game. You know, that's the reality of the situation. We were ready for that. We weren't going to back down. We were going to get our head down. We were going to keep on working hard. And there was no guarantee we were going to win that game or anything else. We were going to get our head down. We were going to meet it head on, if possible, and that was all true.
Do you feel you kept clearer heads today, Donegal, than Kerry did?
Well, I suppose to this question here, we targeted the first 20 minutes. We need to make good decisions. We need to try and get our hands on the ball. We need not to kick the ball away. We need to make sure that we're good in possession. We need to relax. We need to try and kick scores. And that's what we tried to do.
Jimmy, can I ask, did it suit that you feel that obviously with the timing of the draw that you had a chance to see Kerry in the Munster final?
We didn't see Kerry in the Munster final. We trained on the Sunday of the Munster final, and we didn't go to the Munster final. You've got a behind the goal view on both sides of the pitch, and you've got a sideline view. You see everything you need to do on video. We didn't come to Kerry, didn't take that. So that's a media thing that people think there's a massive advantage. When you come to a game, you can only watch so much anyway. You're watching what's going on here, but so there's 100 things going on. If you want to analyse a game, you've got to sit through the video and you've got to look at behind the goal, side of the goal, what's going on there, how do we deal with him, how do we deal with him, and then you watch the game 7, 8, 9, 10 times before you actually understand this is what they're about and this is what we need to do. So there is no massive advantage of being at the game, to be honest with you. So that would be my take on that. Another manager might sit here and say, you know, we got in front of it, we've seen it, we got a feel for them, we got to see them up close. But everything that's going on off the ball, the cameras are there to see it now anyway, and they're all up on a national drive. We've had a lot of injuries, to be honest with you, in the last week. We've had a lot of soft tissue injuries, and we've had a situation where we were trying to get a lot of fellas right, and they played probably more minutes there today than they should have played in many respects. But we were trying to get people right all week. We lost a couple of lads as well. Keelan, unfortunately, Mark Curran, there's three or four there. That every team is in the same boat from that point of view. You know, people are dealing with injuries, and you can't, in my opinion anyway, you can't put a line of form through football anymore. It's just an impossible thing. It's really about when you arrive at a big game now, how many fellas are healthy. And, you know, our boys arrived today in decent shape, but we were patching three or four or five of them up to try and get as many minutes out of them as possible, you know. But like Kerry are in a much more difficult situation. Armagh are in a much more difficult situation in terms of, you know, the injuries they got. It's going on in Galway for the last number of years. They're starting to get them back. So it's not about, you know, you're there and they're there and they're there and there's a line of form. It's not horses anymore. It's literally who can arrive the healthiest into a big game.